Repair vs. Replace, how to explain it honestly. A framework for the repair versus replace conversation that keeps you honest. The real factors: age, cost of repair vs. value, refrigerant, efficiency, reliability. How to lay them out plainly and how to leave the decision with the homeowner. From the launch, my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Sooner or later, you're standing in front of an old system with a big repair in front of it, and the homeowner asks the question every tech has to answer with integrity: do I fix it or replace it? This is the conversation where trust is won or lost. Done right, you give them the honest factors, help them see the math, and let them decide. Done wrong, you either upsell a replacement they didn't need or patch a money pit they'd have rather replaced. The goal is an informed homeowner, not a closed sale. How it works? There's no single magic number that says replace. It's a judgment built from several real factors, and your value is laying them out clearly so the homeowner can weigh them against their own situation. How long they're staying in the house, their budget, their tolerance for risk. When you explain the factors instead of just delivering a verdict, the recommendation feels like advice from a professional rather than a pitch from a salesman. And because you're being transparent, they can tell you're not just chasing the bigger ticket. In the field, walk them through the factors that actually matter. Age vs. expected life. Most residential systems have a practical service life in the rough range of 12 to 18 years depending on equipment, climate, and maintenance. A 6-year-old unit with a fixable problem leans repair. A 20-year-old unit on its second big failure leans replace. Be honest about where theirs sits. Cost of the repair vs. the value of the system. A common gut check: if a major repair costs a large fraction of what a new system would, and the unit's old, replacement starts making sense. A small repair on a midlife unit almost always favors fixing it. What's actually failing? A capacitor or a contactor is a cheap, sensible repair on almost any unit. A failed compressor or a leaking evaporator coil on an old system is a different conversation. Those are the expensive, system-defining components. Refrigerant situation. If it's an older R22 system with a refrigerant leak, explain plainly that R22 is phased out, increasingly scarce and expensive, and that pouring it into a leaking old system is throwing money at a problem that'll be back. That's an honest, factual point, not a scare tactic. Efficiency and operating cost. A much older, lower efficiency unit costs more to run every month. For homeowners staying put, a more efficient replacement can offset some of its cost over time. Be realistic about the payback. Don't oversell it. Reliability and the customer's life. How many times have they called this year? Do they have medical needs, small kids, or travel a lot and can't risk a failure? Reliability has real value beyond the parts cost. Lay out both paths with honest numbers. Here's the repair and what it gets you. Here's replacement and what it gets you. Here's how I'd think about it. Then stop and let them weigh it. Common faults and what they mean. Communication failures to avoid. Customer feels pushed toward a sale. You led with you need a new system instead of walking the factors. Reset and explain the reasoning. Customer repairs a money pit and resents you when it fails again. You didn't make the age/refrigerant/repeat failure picture clear. Be more direct about risk next time. Customer replaces and later feels it was unnecessary. The repair was actually sensible and you didn't present it fairly. Always give the honest repair option too. Why didn't you tell me it was this old and bad? : You skipped the plain language status. Tell them where the system really stands. Tech tips and gotchas. Give them the factors, not just a verdict. You should replace it lands like a sales pitch. Here's how old it is, here's what's failing, here's the repair cost versus a new system, and here's the R22 problem. And if it were my house, I'd lean toward X because Y lands like trusted advice. Same recommendation, completely different trust. Always present the honest repair option, even when you think replacement is smarter. Hiding the fixable path so they're cornered into replacement is the fastest way to lose them when they find out from a neighbor that it could have been repaired. Lay both out, let them choose. Don't weaponize refrigerant, but don't hide it either. The R22 phase out is a real, factual reason an old leaking system is a poor investment. State it honestly with real context. It's not a scare tactic when it's true and you explain it fairly. Respect that it's their money and their house. Your job is to inform, not to decide. A homeowner who's staying 2 more years and is tight on cash may rationally choose a repair you'd skip, and that's their call to make with good information. Be honest about payback. Efficiency savings are real, but they're not magic. Don't promise a new system pays for itself on a timeline that isn't true. Overselling savings is the kind of thing that comes back on you. Safety/code notes. If the system has a genuine safety issue driving the decision, a cracked heat exchanger, a CO problem, That changes the conversation from economics to safety. Be clear that you don't leave a known hazard in service, and document that you inform the homeowner. A replacement triggers code requirements on the new install proper circuit per NEC Article 440, condensate handling per the Mechanical Code Section 307, venting and combustion air per the Fuel Gas Code for gas equipment. Indiana enforces these. Mention that a proper replacement brings the install up to current code, which is part of its value.